Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation on a Monday morning as we return to having some guests in the studios as we get this week started. All the schools were out last week, so no one to come, but we've got some folks from connections with schools here this morning. Good morning to Matthew Riley. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Todd. Thanks again for having us on.
And let me let you say that one more time.
Hey, Todd, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty after getting back from vacation. I have to turn the volume up on your mic there a little bit. But good to have you, Matt. And Julie Smith is in the studio. Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you?
And maybe I should say Julie Steenbergen Smith. This is my sister, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to the studio, Julie.
Thank you.
And you all are representing FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Matthew, we talked earlier after you took on the role of director for the South Central Kentucky East FCA. Did I get that right?
You got that right.
It took me a while, but it's a long title. But Matthew, how are things going with FCA?
It's been wonderful. It's just been a blessing to get to see some of the ministry going into the different huddles in the schools, and with Fields of Faith coming up that we've got going on. Just excited to see what the Lord has to do in that, and just thankful to be a part of it.
Well, appreciate your leadership in FCA, and you follow the footsteps of David Byrd and Kevin Estes and some other greats who have been in that role, and we appreciate your leadership. You work with several school systems, don't you?
Yeah, so it's actually 8 different school systems. So it's Allen County, Barron County, Caverna, Edmondson, Hart, Glasgow, Monroe, and Metcalf are 8.
Okay. Well, very good. We are looking forward to Fields of Faith, which has been going on for quite a while. I'm not sure when it started, but, of course, I used to be at Barron County High School, and it was going before we started taking part in it. So it's something that that students get to participate in. And, Julie, your role this year, you sort of stepped into the role that I once was involved with at one time, right?
Yes, I have big shoes to fill.
Well, you know, just silence. 12, but that's okay. I know you're enjoying every minute of that, and Barron County has Fields of Faith scheduled for this Wednesday?
Yes. It's this Wednesday, October 15th at 6:15 at Trojan Field, and it's for students from Glasgow High School and Barron County schools. Well, not just the high school, middle schoolers are welcome too. But I'm really excited about it. Students have been preparing, and we have 11 students from 3 different churches and both high schools in the praise band who will be playing and leading the students' hearts in worship before the speaker speaks.
Well, you know, it's a good opportunity for students to get together in a worship event, and a lot of area churches participate and bring their student groups that normally meet on Wednesday nights anyway, and make it one big event, and that's always good for the churches to help out and get the kids involved. Student leadership's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is.
So you all make the way for students to do that. So that is really good. What time do you start on Wednesday night again?
6:15.
Okay, mm-hmm. Not 6:14, not 6:16, but right at 6:15.
6:15. Yeah,
you know, I've always been one. I set my first alarm at 3:33. I just don't go for the normal 3:30. I guess, but anyway, it's 6:15 on Wednesday night. And Glasgow and Barron County students have alternated locations for that event, and sometimes for the winter event. Courts for Christ still happening in the foreseeable future there, Matt?
Yep. We're planning on still having that at Glasgow, and last year's was wonderful. Looking forward to that as well.
You know, that was something that that was a little new, and I'm not sure if any other schools in the area have been doing that or not, but I was tremendously blessed several years ago, and this goes back 10 years probably, when I was still at Bering County High School and the huddle leader for FCA, and students wanted to do a winter event like Fields of Faith. And there wasn't a national event. Now, Fields of Faith is a national event. If you go to fieldsoffaith.com, I think, you can see all the different Fields of Faith that are happening across the country on a designated date. And there was nothing for the winter sports. And it was pretty cool how students came together and wanted to do that, took the leadership. And that's been going pretty strong for Glasgow and Bering County for a few years now. So thankful for that. Do you know how many Fields of Faith are happening in the nation? Have you seen any kind of numbers about that?
I do not know the numbers on that. But
we know we have some in our area. There are a couple of more coming up, if you want to mention those.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, the 22nd, October 22nd, Allen County is having their Fields of Faith, and Metcalf County is also having theirs on that same day. So it's Fields of Faith time in FCA, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, it's an exciting time, and a lot of good students helping to lead. And Julie, I'm sure the kiddos are excited about it at Bering County.
They are.
Good. Good deal. Yeah. Well, appreciate you doing what you're doing. And Matt, definitely appreciate what you're doing in your role, and keep up the good work with Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Well, thank you so much again, Todd. We appreciate WCLU and their support for us.
And Julie, did you have one more thing?
I did.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make people aware of, we have four different huddles at Bering County High School, and we have different buildings on our campus.
Right.
And so the freshman huddle is in the TA on Tuesday mornings, and then at the ATC, Sheila Childress leads the huddle at that building on Wednesday mornings. And on Thursday at the main high school building, Carrie Fisher leads that huddle. And then Alicia Page is at the end zone on Thursday mornings.
Okay.
And so students have a great opportunity to join that. And for anybody out there, if they want to do a Bible reading plan, there's an FCA 21 Days with God on the Bible app.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So appreciate all the good work, definitely. And thank you all for stopping by. And I guess we'll wrap it up. Julie, I could let you tell stories about me and you know, how...
I have many.
You have many, don't you? Okay, we'll probably not make that a special edition right now, but we may come back and do some of those someday. But thank you all for being here. Julie Smith, Matt Riley, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 6:39 on WCLU. Good morning.